This is 104.1 WIKY. Your news starts right now.
64 degrees in the tri-state. Good morning. I'm Jay Zimmer. Ohio County emergency crews are looking for a downed aircraft. Deputies say the Evansville Airport Control Tower notified them about a possible crash near Whitesville. The plane was reportedly headed from Bowling Green to Owensboro Airport. At the time of the plane's disappearance, a severe thunderstorm had just developed. Emergency crews are mounting both ground and air searches.
Huge story has been having an active story. It's been going on all morning long. And that is a lost plane overnight. They've been looking for the missing aircraft. And joining us live from the newsroom is Jay Zimmer. You got some more information?
Yes, we do, Dennis. Searchers in Kentucky report having found a debris field, part of the remains of a four-passenger aircraft that went down apparently in a storm last night. The wreckage is believed to be a left wing with some mechanics still clinging to it. It was found by a drone just inside the Ohio County, Kentucky line in the Whitesville area. There's no word yet on the survivors of the aircraft because the area where the plane apparently went down is a heavily wooded area, and they're right now trying to get people back there. The plane was en route from Bowling Green to Owensboro with two people aboard, a student pilot and an instructor.
All right.
So there it is. Thanks, Jay. He'll be keeping us up to date, and you'll have full report coming up, the news at noon.
You're listening to the News at Noon, live and local on 104.1 WIKY.
Two people, a student pilot and an instructor, were killed last night when their four-seat Piper PA-161 aircraft flew into a severe storm and crashed just inside the Ohio County line. The Evansville Airport Tower notified the Ohio and Davis County Sheriff's Offices just before 11 o'clock last night that they'd lost contact with the plane and feared that it had gone down. Law enforcement set up a ground and air search immediately, focused on a heavily wooded area near Whitesville. A search drone located a left wing and debris field after the sun came up. It took a little longer for rescuers to penetrate the heavy woods and locate the wreckage. The bodies of the two people aboard were found at that time. Their names have not been released, although their relatives were said to be at the search staging site.
This is 104.1 WIKY. Your news starts right now.
An extensive search for a missing plane in a heavily wooded area near Whitesville yielded the bodies of two people, a student pilot and an instructor. They were killed when their four-seat aircraft flew into a severe storm and crashed just inside the Ohio County line. The coroner identified them as 22-year-old Timothy A. McKellar of Custer, who was the pilot, and 18-year-old flight student Connor W. Quisenberry of Beaver Dam.